Give me an overview of your operation, where you're located, and size of your ranch, etc.
Okay. My husband manages the north side of Rush Creek, and our camp is located north of Lisco, about 21 miles or so. So we kind of border the Crescent Lake Refuge to the west of the refuge. And we're about 12,000 acres, give or take, here on this camp. And I think we've got 800 mama cows, give or take.
Okay, thanks for that. Well, just tell me what's give me kind of what's happened where you guys are at what with the wildfires. What have you experienced since maybe early midweek last week?
just heartbreak and utter chaos. It's been pretty hard. We have maybe 300 acres left. We were sitting pretty good Thursday when it started. Everything had gone south of us. We were in Scotts Bluff actually doing some business. And we got a call from one of our guys on the Boone Ranch, which is north of Broadwater, and he is very close to where it started. And his camp is safe. He lost some of his south pasture, but his home is safe and his cattle are safe. And we're an hour and a half from Scotts Bluff on a good day. And it just took us so long to get home. By the time we got home, dealing with traffic and visibility and that kind of thing, it had already, the first wave had already kind of torn across the place. But it was south of us. We were sitting really good Thursday night, but there were fires just everywhere. My husband's a firefighter, but not affiliated with any departments right now. He was part of Lisco for quite a while, but we're so far away that he's not quote unquote affiliated, I guess. But he came up here and I stayed in town in Lisco with my daughter. I don't breathe very well in smoke. So we decided the best thing to do was for me to stay in town just in case. And kind of, I mean, there wasn't any fighting it. It was so fast and so brutal that there was no getting in front of it. There was no slowing it down. There was no stopping it. But as of Thursday night, we were safe. Everything was fairly good. And you'll have to pardon me. Things are kind of running together a little bit. It was night before last that things started kind of getting a little hairy around here. I was talking to my husband at about 6:30, and the last that I heard from him was that the fire was coming up over the hill, and that he needed to let me go. Oh, it's a little raw, I'm sorry. And it was about 10:30 that I did finally hear that the house was fine, but I hadn't heard anything from my husband or how the cattle were or anything like that until yesterday morning. I was able to get home Friday morning, kind of ahead of the wind switch, and I picked up my dogs and my camera and some valuable papers and that kind of thing, and I was able to get them to town where it was safe. But then yesterday morning when I come home, just the God, looking across those hills, it just looks like a desert. I've never seen anything like it.
Glenna, when you mentioned, thanks for sharing that. You mentioned that I think in our conversations prior to this that to this point that you're the herd is itself is saved. It's just the loss of pasture land. Have I understood that correctly?
Yes, you have. We've got about so we've got two different herds kind of here on our camp. We've got just our commercial herd, and then we've got our seed stock herd. And we raise bulls for use on Brush Creek. So we provide bulls for the south side and for us, and then for the camps, the club that's over towards Arthur and Llewellyn. Both herds seem to be 100% intact, and it's just a miracle. I don't know how they survived it. I really don't. And I mean, driving up through the hills, you can see there might be a place where there's a football field size of grass, and it's just black all around it, and there'll be cattle standing there just fine. And our foreman had gone across the road yesterday morning to check things, and he said the cattle are content. They're laying around chewing their cud, and nobody's really wanting to move around, and they're not, they look fine. It's just a miracle.
So in terms of assessing what's next, once it is safe and you guys and fire officials are say it's safe, the fire, where do you go here from now in terms of assessing pasture land? I'm sure there's fencing involved in that as well. So what do you envision might the next steps be?
So my husband's been talking with his general manager this morning. It sounds like we're tentative plan for right now is shipping all our cattle to the south side. So the south side are the ranches that are kind of on the river, south of Lisco. And the manager down there is going to sell his replacement heifers, and we're going to sell our replacement heifers and just kind of start divvying cattle up. Our seed stock, it sounds like, is going to go to our Gordon camp, and that's our seed stock for our place. So that'll be, seems like, about 300 head that will go up there. Our Gordon camp and one of the camps on the south side had a fall herd. That fall herd is going to get sold, and they'll just start taking in cattle. The Llewellyn ranches that are part of the club unit over to Arthur, I think they lost most of their pasture as well. But most of their cattle are fine, so the south side's going to have to absorb some of their cattle as well. It's just kind of a logistical nightmare right now, trying to figure out where everything needs to go and how best to keep them. You know, the sand hills, they just don't recover well from something like this, and having 500 head of cattle on it isn't going to do it any favors. So for now, we just look at just kind of readjusting and shifting and seeing what we can do to help it recover.
This is going to sound like a no-duh question, but obviously the state has been in drought for a long time, and I know Western, especially in the Panhandle part of the state, it's worse. Can you describe maybe prior to the fire, how dry is it right now? Because as I'm thinking, like as I think in terms of recovery and grazing management, rotations, etc., put that into help me understand what that might be like.
You know, we had grass. Before the fire, we were sitting pretty good, actually. We've got some meadows that are sub-irrigated, but for the most part, we're hills. everything was looking okay. If we could have got some moisture this spring, yeah, we came through the winter bad. Like, it was so dry. I've never seen a winter like that. We come through it pretty good, and looking forward to spring and moisture and that kind of thing. And now I don't know. I mean, you look at it and you hope you start getting some moisture, but if we get a gully washer, it's going to be bad. It's just going to wash everything away.
Those are my questions. Do you have anything else that you'd like to add?
I'll just continue to pray for us and everybody else that was affected. We're definitely on the backside of it here. We got just a skiff of snow this morning, and it's blowing so hard. I can't see a half mile, and it's just smoke and soot and dirt and dust, and we're out of danger of the fires, but recovery is just going to be so long. It's just going to be so long.